Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody doing out there? Hope everybody's had a good day. I know I've had a great day. I hope your day has been just as good, if not better. Got some good stuff to talk about on the show tonight. As everybody knows, today was National Signing Day for the Arkansas Razorbacks and football, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're going to go down the list, let you know about some of the players that went ahead and. It's a good day to be a Razorback fan. Future's looking bright. You know, new head coach Brett Bielema. He has signed what I feel is a great recruiting class, probably one of the best recruiting classes at the University of Arkansas in a long time. So we're definitely going to take a look at those ones that have already signed. Or signed up today. So once again, it's great news, ladies and gentlemen. Just to remind you of the phone numbers. Phone number 347-326-9073 is the call-in number. If you want to call in to the Greg Squirrel Show, that is how you do it. So the phone lines are open. We got the chat room. It's up and running. People like to come in, listen, make comments. We also have our email, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Once again, if there's something you want to, if you want to make a comment about something you hear us talk about on the air, feel free to go right ahead and we'll read your emails on the air. Also, we got my Yahoo page, Gregory Squirrel. We got that set up. We have the Greg Squirrel Yahoo page. And now we have, but then I also have my personal Yahoo page. Whichever you think is going to be easier to leave me a message, go ahead, go to either one, the Greg Squirrel Show, or my personal Yahoo page, Gregory Squirrel. And we will answer your comments on the air. Not a whole lot going on the headline wire because, you know, I really wanted to dedicate some time going, talking about the National Signing Day. So we just got a few brief little hits that we're going to talk about on the what I call the bits of interest, as I call them. So here we go. As expected, NFL news. As expected, Donald Driver has announced his retirement from the NFL after 14 seasons with the Green Bay Packers. After all was said and done, he caught 743 passes and for 10,137 yards. He was a seventh-round draft pick out of Alcorn State. And, you know, that goes to tell you, you don't have to be the first, second, or third-round draft picks. As long as you got the heart and you got the desire, you know, you can make something out of yourself with the NFL if you're willing to work. And Donald Driver is just a perfect example of that. Like I say, 14 years Green Bay, seventh round draft pick out of Alcorn State, and he is walking away from the game after 14 years. So big round of applause for Donald Driver. So definitely expect to see him in the Hall of Fame. So many thoughts and well wishes to him. Got to go to the police report. Colorado Rockies first baseman Todd Helton was arrested for DUI around 2:30 this morning in the AM. My question is, what are these athletes going to learn that, what are they going to learn? I mean, they got to learn that they got to hold themselves higher than to a higher standard. Todd Helton has apologized to the family, to the organization, and he said it was a screw up. He admitted it. But the bottom line doesn't take away from the fact that it's already done. And something's got to be done. Athletes, actors, Lindsay Lohan, that bitch should already be in jail. Pardon my language, but it is what it is. And, how many times can you just think you're getting away with something and get a slap on the wrist? They need to be, especially Lindsay Lohan, that heifer, she needs to be in jail. And she just got to learn that, there's sacrifices for choices you make. And obviously she hasn't learned that lesson yet because the judges are too lenient on her. But so anyway, Todd Helton, first baseman for Colorado Rockies DUI, was arrested 2:30 Wednesday morning. Bit of sad news coming out of the sports world. Candlestick Park, former home of the San Francisco 49ers and the San Francisco Giants, has officially been scheduled for demolition. They're looking at sometime later, 2013, possibly into 2014, for the destruction of Candlestick Park. So they're going to turn it into a shopping mall. So there you go. Here's a bit of news from the NBA, and it's one of those "are you serious" type stories. NBA Allen Iverson. I give Allen Iverson credit. At one time, he was one of the best players in the NBA. But the last couple of years, 4 or 5 years, his stock has slipped, and Allen Iverson is not as good as Allen Iverson thinks he is anymore. And so Allen Iverson last week refused an invitation from the Dallas Mavericks to join their developmental league ball club. You might have heard me talk about it. But, Allen Iverson turned down an invitation to join the Dallas Mavericks. Could have been his way of getting back in to the NBA. But he thought he was better than that. He thinks he should be on a team right in the starting lineup. At least that's the impression I get. So last week he turns down invitation for the Dallas Mavericks. Well, to make matters worse, Allen Iverson has lost his Atlanta mansion in a foreclosure auction because he skipped out. It was a 6,848-square-foot mansion. That was the old mansion. That's not the current one. Iverson defaulted on a $1.2 million mortgage payment that was due, which sent the home, estimated being valued at $4.5 million, into foreclosure. And so needless to say, the house is no longer his. I don't have the specs on this house, but it doesn't matter. I mean, look at it this way. I mean, what's more important? Playing ball, having fun, doing what you want to do, or losing your house? Because, that's basically what has happened. You know, he thought he was too good to play developmental league basketball, possibly make it back to the NBA, but, you know, he thought he was better than that. He thought he should be on a ball team. Apparently, if he was still as good as he thought he was, he would be on a ball team, but that hasn't happened. So, Allen Iverson, have fun sleeping in your tent, sleeping in your Winnebago, sleeping in the back of your Yugo. I said Yugo. So, anyway, there it is. All right, let's get to the big news today. Big news today was National Signing Day for college football. And I guess the number one name out there. I'm not even going to admit to pronounce the name, but nation's number one player, Robert Kendishi. I'm going with that. He did sign his letter of intent with the Ole Miss Rebels. We have not gotten as of right now, we have not gotten anything over the lines about who had the top signing class, but sounds like the SEC once again raked it up all over the place. So right now we're like Urban Meyer had a top five recruiting class over at Ohio State. Penn State. Sounds like they had, even with everything going on there, sounds like they had a good recruiting class. So once Ohio State gets through everything, once Penn State gets through everything they're going through, I expect to see Penn State be back on top before too long. So anyway, right now we're going to flip over here, and we're going to run down the list. Arkansas had four players sign early. Those players were Tequinchen, I hope that's how I'm pronouncing it right, that's how it looks, Tequinchen Coleman. He was a safety, 5'10", 195, out of Malden, South Carolina, his hometown, Georgia Military Institute, which has always been a good road for Arkansas. So they got him. Jonathan McClure, an offensive lineman, 6'4", 310, Wichita, Kansas, Butler County Community College, and Wichita Heights High School. So it sounds like he's going to be a good addition. Mike Tavares, a linebacker, 6'2", 215, Lake Oswego, Oregon, College of the Siskiyous, Lake Ridge High School. I hope I pronounced that right. If I do pronounce something wrong, I hope somebody will call in and let me know. And Carroll Washington, a cornerback, 6 foot, 175, Baltimore, Maryland, Hartnell California Community College, and Edmondson Westside High School. Those guys had already signed. They were already on campus. So now let's go down the list of what we got today. DeAndre Colley, a safety, 6'1", 178, out of Miami, Florida, Northwestern High School. Brooke Ellis, a linebacker, 6'2", 215, out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Got a couple of high school championships with the Fayetteville Bulldogs. There, as a matter of fact, there was three Fayetteville Bulldogs that signed with Arkansas today. Brooke Ellis, Austin Allen, and Alex Brignoni. Austin Allen's coming in as quarterbacks, 6'2", 210. Brooke Ellis, a linebacker, 6'2", 215. And Alex Brignoni, a safety, at 6'1", 200 pounds. So a couple of Fayetteville Bulldogs. Fayetteville's not too far from our studios, definitely get a chance to see those boys play. Let's go on down the list. Kevin Beanham, a defensive end, 6'3", 235, out of Forest City, Arkansas, Forest City High School. He signed with the Razorbacks today. Kataris Marks, a defensive tackle, 6'1", 288, out of West Palm Beach, Florida. I mean, give Coach Molina and his staff some props. I mean, they are not afraid to go into the big boys' backyards and, bring some of them boys to Arkansas, and that's exactly what he did. I know there was some kids that had turned down offers from Florida, Florida State, Miami, Texas, Oregon, to some of the top schools, so they wanted to come play ball at Arkansas. Dre Morgan, a wide receiver, 6'1", 90, out of Greenwood, Arkansas, Greenwood High School, naturally. He is an ex-teammate of Tyler Wilson. I believe he was played with Tyler Wilson. I'll double-check on that. But they definitely knew about each other. DJ Dean, a quarterback, 5'10", 180, out of Newton, Texas. Corliss Marshall, one of the big pops on the board. Corliss Marshall, he was a safety, 6 foot 200 out of Osceola. Hunter Henry, tight end, 6'5", 238 out of Little Rock, Arkansas, Pulaski Academy. I've had a chance to see this guy play, and he is a beast. So I'm excited about seeing him with a hog on his helmet. Dan Skipper, offensive tackle, 6'10", 295, Arvada, Colorado. He was one of the big ones that Arkansas was after, and so they got his signature today. Matrell Spate, a linebacker, 6'8", 220, out of North Little Rock, Arkansas, by way of Coffeyville, Kansas Community College. Denver Kirkland, another one out of Florida. Offensive guard, 6'5", 320. He was another one of the boys that spurned Florida, Alabama, Miami, some of the ACC schools were looking at him, and he turned, Denver Kirkland turned them down. Offensive guard, 6'5", 320, Booker T. Washington High School. Excited about having him as an Arkansas Razorback. Denzel Evans, a running back, 6 foot 205 out of Houston, Texas, Bel Air High. He's coming to Arkansas. Melvison Hartfield, a wide receiver, 5'11", 183 out of Dallas, Texas, South Oak Cliff. Definitely, if anybody knows anything about football in the United States, they know it, they live it, and they breathe it down in Texas. So anytime you can pull a Texas boy out of the jaws of A&M, Texas, Baylor, any of those schools down there, and get him to come up here, you know, that's big right there. Damon Mitchell, another quarterback, 6'2", 200 out of Egg Harbor, New Jersey, Cedar Creek High School. He's going to be coming to Arkansas. I mentioned Alex Brignoni earlier, a punter. And you normally do not hear about punters getting scholarship offers unless they are just completely through the roof. You know, your punters and your place kickers, you know, they'll normally walk on their first season, and then they earn a scholarship for the rest of time here. But Sam Irwin Hill, 6'3", 215, out of Bendigo, Australia. and the City College of San Francisco. I was actually looking at some footage of this guy earlier, and what I think is very cool, because I've never seen it before, but this guy can actually kick with both legs. I don't know if that's the soccer, because he does have some soccer training. So, he's not got it tonight. But this guy can actually kick with two legs, so I'm anxious to see if that's something that transcends over into the college game. But anyway, Sam Irwin Hill, 6'3", 215, Bendigo, Australia. Welcome to Arkansas, mate. I know, that was bad. Shoot me later. And Reeve Kohler, offensive guard, 6'3", 325, out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha, bro. St. Louis High School. He's going to be making his way to God's country, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Now, you might have noticed that there was one name missing. And that was, Alex, I believe his last name was Cox. And let me go back and look up here. Let me look over here. He was a recruit out of Florida, and he was another one of those kids that was being recruited. Alex Collins. Matter of fact, if you you can go on Facebook, and this is how serious Alex Collins is. Here's the story behind Alex Collins. He was supposed to sign this morning, but his mother ran off with his letter of intent papers to sign, and she couldn't be found. So, but Alex Collins is so serious about being an Arkansas Razorback, he has said he is signing papers tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. So, Alex Collins is coming to Arkansas, folks. So, let's get excited. Everything I have read, everybody I have talked to has said Alex Collins is one of the top running back recruits to come to Arkansas since Darren McFadden. And everybody knows the numbers that Darren McFadden put up at Arkansas. And so, matter of fact, there is a picture being tweeted right now, Alex Collins and Denver Kirkland. They were out to eat somewhere tonight down in Florida, because they're both in the Miami, Florida agent. So, but they're both together. Denver Kirkland already has, and he's sporting his Razorback cat. And Alex Collins has said that tomorrow morning he is signing the paperwork. What I feel has happened is he was so intent on becoming an Arkansas Razorback that they called Arkansas, and they had Arkansas send them another set of letter of intent papers. So Alex Collins, he has been quoted as saying unequivocally, whatever that word is, big word. He has said that he will be an Arkansas Razorback. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the 2013 recruits. So, it'll be exciting to see how many of these guys actually get to come in, start immediately, who's going to red shirt. But, I think there are sunny days, sunny skies ahead for the Arkansas Razorbacks. So, let's get ready. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Coach Belima, the Greg Squirrel Show. I'll let it out of the bag right now. The Greg Squirrel Show has submitted their application to press credentials so we can get in on the press conferences and everything for the University of Arkansas. I'm looking forward to re-meeting Mike Anderson. I haven't had a chance to visit Coach Anderson since he's been back to Arkansas. I got to meet him years ago when he was assistant coach under Coach Wrestler, Coach Richardson. I even remember asking Coach Anderson, how many pairs of boots does Coach Richardson own? Because everybody knows Nolan Richardson was suits and boots. I mean, and I remember Mike Anderson saying he stopped counting at 50 pairs of boots. So anyway, looking forward to getting reacquainted with Coach Anderson. Looking forward to meeting Coach Bielema. Got to make sure I've learned to pronounce it right. But anyway, I mean, so I put it, the Greg Squirrel Show did put in their application for press credentials at the University of Arkansas. So hopefully we'll be hearing back on that any day now. I may open the show with a big hog call that way. So if you hear the Greg Squirrel Show opening one day with the Arkansas Razorback fight song or the hog call, well, then you know the paperwork came through. I mean, I'll still do my best to keep a follow-up on Razorback athletics, but it's just going to be a whole lot easier if we can be in there with them. So I'm excited about that. Got about 3 minutes left in the show tonight. Phone lines, once again, are still open, 347-326-9073. If somebody has something they want to call about, feel free to call in. We would love to hear from you. If you're right now, and I'm going to keep mentioning this because we really want this to happen, but in order for it to happen, we need help. We've been running over our allotted 30 minutes. You can still hear the full show on the archives, but with where we're wanting to take the Greg Squirrel Show, we're wanting to move to an hour time frame and then hopefully eventually maybe move to a two-hour time frame. The possibility is there. But in order to do that, we need advertisers and sponsors. Not only will you get advertising and sponsorship on the Greg Squirrel Show, every time I go announce an MMA or a professional boxing event, we're going to promote your product, promote your business at the boxing and the MMA events. So, and I got almost 18 events already booked for this year as far as MMA and boxing announcing. So, but with your help, we'll be able to expand that. I got promotions in Florida talking to me, Tennessee, more promotions in Missouri, and over in Oklahoma that I'm talking to, down in Texas. And in order to get this done, we're really asking for the listeners' help to make all this happen. So once again, if you're a business owner or a manager and you want to advertise or promote your product, feel free to give me a call or send me an email at gregsquirrelshow.com, and I'll be glad to get in touch with you on how to get that done. We're coming up 1 minute left in the show tonight, and just excited about what's on the horizon. I'm tired of having to cut the show off early when we still got listeners calling. So hopefully here within the next couple of months, we'll be able to expand to an hour so everybody can say what they want to say and we don't have to worry about cutting people off. So with that being said, we're going to get ready, head on out of here. Hope everybody's had a great day. We'll be back on here tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel. So on behalf of everybody involved with the Greg Squirrel Show, I'll say thank you and good night. Talk to you tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show.